This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Cyprus on the first leg of his three-nation tour. He was received at Larnaca International Airport by Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulides. Following his arrival, the Prime Minister proceeded to Limassol, where he was given a rousing welcome by the Indian community and the Cypriot public. Students, professionals and members of the diaspora gathered in large numbers, marking the occasion as a landmark moment in the deepening friendship between India and Cyprus. Prime Minister Modi and President Christodoulides are scheduled to participate in a business roundtable with Indian and Cypriot entrepreneurs later today. Tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi will hold formal bilateral talks with President Christodoulides in Nicosia. Discussions are expected to cover key areas such as trade, investment, education, digital cooperation and regional security. The visit will conclude with an official lunch hosted in honour of Prime Minister Modi at the Presidential Palace before his departure to Canada for the G7 summit. In Maharashtra, an old bridge over the Indrayani River collapsed in Mawal Taluka near Pune today. It is feared that around 25 to 30 tourists may have drowned in the river. The incident took place at Kundamala, a well-known tourist spot located near Talegaon, Dabhade city. As it was a Sunday, the area was crowded with a large number of tourists. While some of them were standing on the bridge, it suddenly collapsed, causing many to fall directly into the river. The Mawal region has been experiencing heavy rainfall for the past 2 days. Local administration, fire brigade teams and the National Disaster Response Force have rushed to the spot and rescue operations are currently underway to bring the situation under control. The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau will investigate the crash of a helicopter near the Kedarnath Shrine in Uttarakhand this morning, in which 7 people were killed. Chief Minister of Uttarakhand, Pushkar Singh Dhami, convened a high-level meeting today. The helicopter was en route from Kedarnath to Guptkashi with 6 passengers and 1 crew member on board. Directorate General of Civil Aviation said the helicopter took off from Sri Kedarnath Ji at 5:19 this morning for Guptkashi and crashed near Gauri Kund. As a precautionary measure, DGCA has already reduced the frequency of helicopter operations to Chardham. It is carrying out the enhanced surveillance and reviewing the operation for any further action. Uttarakhand Civil Aviation Development Authority has been directed to hold a comprehensive review with all operators and pilots before any resumption of services to ensure full alignment with safety protocols. In the Ahmedabad plane crash in Gujarat, DNA samples of a total of 32 deceased have been matched so far and 14 bodies have been handed over to their families. State Home Minister Harsh Sanghvi confirmed that DNA sample of former Chief Minister of the State Vijay Rupani has been matched too. The process from DNA sampling to matching is going on continuously for 24 hours at Gandhinagar Forensic Science Laboratory. Embassy of India in Iran has issued an advisory today saying all Indian nationals and persons of Indian origin in Iran are required to remain in touch with the embassy and avoid all unnecessary movements. The advisory was issued in view of the current situation in Iran. All Indian nationals and persons of Indian origin have been asked to follow embassy social media pages for updates. The emergency contact numbers are +98 912 8109 115 and +98 912 8109 109. The embassy has also requested everyone in Iran to join the Telegram link to receive updates on the situation from the embassy. Iran announced today that its attacks on Israel will cease if Israel halts its military campaign against the Islamic Republic. Tehran's actions, described as self-defense, followed deadly missile barrages on Israel overnight on Saturday and today, which killed at least 10 people, including children, and injured around 200. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for Ratnagiri and Raigarh districts of Maharashtra for the next 24 hours. An orange alert has been issued for Palghar, Thane, Pune Ghat, Satara Ghat, Kolhapur Ghat and Sindhudurg districts. The administration has instructed the National Disaster Response Force and State Disaster Response Force teams to remain on alert for any emergency situations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.